Jane Clifton back in sparkling form in writing about politics for the New Zealand Listener in 2012, and back also on the panel. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. Making his debut with us, but familiar to Radio New Zealand National listeners with his IT commentaries, teacher Steve McCabe. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Now, let's talk to you a bit first, because I don't know how often you've explained it elsewhere on other shows, but you're from where originally?
Originally from Manchester, north of England.
Right. Lived in Florida, as we've heard before the news. Where else?
Let's see. 91, moved to Japan, spent about 10 years there.
Yeah.
After that, moved 01. I was in Florida, came here in 2009, I think it was.
All right. And you're a what sort of teacher?
I teach physics at high school.
You're a high school physics teacher? All right. And your term, of course, has begun, so you're in the joyful thick of it again.
Well, we're slowly getting back into the rhythms of it. I mean, you have to understand, right? We get these wonderful long holidays. They're fantastic. Oh, yeah. We get into the rhythm of it, and then suddenly they pull us back, and it's a total... it messes with your head, it really does.
It's terrible.
I know I'm getting sympathy from people.
Absolutely.
Hearing, knowing,
it's boring.
I can imagine people say, oh, yeah, those holidays must be killing you. But you get back, and suddenly you've got 100 new kids' faces to learn. You've got new courses to figure out. You're looking at what have NZQA thrown at you this year? What classes are you teaching? And it takes a few weeks just to get back into the rhythms of it. And I think I'm finally there.
I can see how stressful it is.
Oh, it's killing me.
And Jane Clifton, it must be similar for you with all the new faces in Parliament. I mean, it must make it hard.
Oh, it does. It does. I mean, a couple of terms ago, there was a surfeit of fairly interchangeable blonde women who joined National. Now there's what I'd call the big beefy blokes. They're sort of, you know, they all look like they've done a fair amount of hunting, shooting, fishing, and could probably dispatch you with a death grip soon as look at you. And there's one or two in each party, and I can't tell them apart. You know, they just scare the bejesus out of me. I hope I never have to deal with
so them. We're in the era of big beefy blokes. Is this some kind of reaction against, you know, the recession and the need for big and beef?
It could well be. I mean, although one of them is new, I do know who one of them is. He's a New Zealand First MP. He's pro-gun, but he's also a Reiki master.
A Reiki master?
Yeah, which is a Japanese Zen practice of great spirituality and you know, soulfulness.
Yes.
He's got it all covered, really.
So we've got a Reiki master in Parliament. I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, try and find out some more and we'll talk about it, you know, on your appearances throughout the year. You haven't noticed your pupils fattening up, though?
Not them allowed to say. That would be very un-PC of me to point out.
All right, then. Jane, what's new with you?
Well, not a lot, really. I mean, just like Steve, trying to get back into the swim of, you know, working. This impertinence that they expect me to write stuff and, you know, in order to be paid when I've had a nice long holiday.
I know.
It does play havoc with the metabolism, because, you know, we've still got we've still got summer. Although you could be forgiven for thinking it was all over earlier this week. But, you know, it's psychologically it's really difficult to get back to work when the weather's still glorious.
Nevertheless, it freshens up your brain. I mean, you must feel that from your columns. Not that I'm saying they weren't good towards the end of last year, but there is an extra vim and vivacity about all of us when we start back, whether we fully appreciate it or not. Is that true?
Oh, that's true. And also, I think last year was incredibly tough and intense because we had the earthquake, you know, grinding on, and, you know, the Rugby World Cup, which is great, but it was very draining. And then right after that, the election, and then Christmas, which always knocks seven bells out of all of us. And, you know, I don't know a soul who wasn't absolutely husked by the end of the year.
Yeah. That's right. It was a very welcome Christmas, and that's one of the great New Zealand institutions that guarantees that you will get a bit of a break.
Mm.
So Jane and Steve are with us, and somebody says on the text, those Manchester types are 24-hour party people. Is that true?
There was a time. I'm getting old these days. I'm a drinking through the week kind of fella these days.
That's right, slow and steady and relentless.
What impresses me, Steve, is that you've lived so long in all those other places, and you still sound like a Mancunian.
Well, that's the nicest thing anyone said to me all day. I have to tell you one thing that was very weird. When I was 22 and I was still working back in Manchester, I just got back to Manchester from university in Sheffield, and I was pulling pints behind the bar in the pub that was about half a mile down the road from the house I'd grown up in. And I handed this girl a pint and she said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "That house down there."
That's dispiriting, isn't it?
Heartbreaking.
Yes.
Heartbreaking.
Now, Otago Rugby First on the full board of topics today. It may seem pretty unlikely given the scale of its financial troubles, but there are indications that the Otago Rugby Union might escape liquidation. A decision was going to be made at 4pm today. That decision's now been put off for a week. Hopes are high in rugby circles that the Otago Rugby Football Union could be revived, which would be a remarkable turnaround. But there are certainly some, including Steve Chew in the 4 o'clock news, who are hopeful that the 131-year-old province will still field a team, still retain its place in this year's Super 14 competition as well, of course. A rescue plan. We'll talk to Dr. Rob Hamlin about the advisability of it. As far as we can tell, the DCC has, it's been suggested the DCC may forgive its debt, the Dunedin City Council, and the BNZ may back off on what it's owed, which might make sense because the BNZ sponsors rugby, and that would be a good look. Should we be doing that, in your opinion, before we go to Dr. Rob Hamlin?
Well, it's a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, first of all, I need to declare my interest there. North of England, I'm afraid it's rugby league.